Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. This is the 10th in the series on discernment. And today we want to look at the mind, probably the central means by which we practice discernment with our mind. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. The natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And he cannot understand them because they are spiritually appraised or discerned. But he who is spiritual appraises or discerns all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, our minds have been by your grace purged from the crippled way in which we are by nature, the natural man seeking the world and himself and following evil. And how can we discern with a corrupt mind? Help us today, Lord, to draw near to you and rejoice in you and in having the mind of Christ. What greater mind could we have than yours? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. This past week, the Toronto police put out a bulletin to beseech the public to help them find a missing woman. And they said she was last seen on Saturday, June 25th at 3 a.m. She's 5'10", with a thin build and shaggy blonde hair with a full goatee. A picture was included, and it was a guy. One person looked at the picture and said, "You know, she's so missing, I don't even see her in the missing person picture." People started tweeting pictures of their dog and asking for help finding their cat. It was completely ludicrous. People are, in our world, being fired from their jobs for saying that men can't have babies or get pregnant. I think part of it is they want men to have babies so they can abort more babies in this age. And just by the way, biology on the side, men can't have babies. Men can't get pregnant. Men have no facilities for that. And if a man ends up having a baby like this guy they're looking for, he's not a man. The world is in freak out mode. And so the question, the title of the sermon, "Are People Crazy?" It sure looks like crazy people. Have you noticed anybody in the world that looks crazy to you? Right now, a few rulings from the Supreme Court, the EPA can't make laws of its own and enforce them against companies that make energy, making them do what the EPA wants, and people are freaking out. The world is over. Dan Rather, remember Dan Rather, CBS, big guy, CBS broadcaster, said, the earth is dead. Dear earth, we're sorry. You're going to die. Everybody's this way. People have been talking since 1850. I was very young then. But since 1850, that the world has 10 years, and then it's over. Some say 7 now. I mean, it's really getting serious. People are freaking out. You'll hear a lot of people these days talk about fascism. If you're a college kid, 18 to 22, 25 in that area, what is fascism? Well, that That Supreme Court ruling, that's fascism. I'll help you with a definition. Fascism, to most people, is anything I don't agree with. If I don't agree with it, it's got to be fascism. Now, fascism actually means somebody in central authority, a government in central authority, laying down laws, regulations, rules for the, you know, your behavior and the economy, and will punish you if you disagree. That's fascism, a centralized government. Most people who talk about fascism these days are promoting fascism by saying, oh, that's fascist. Some of you, when you saw the title, Are People Crazy? You said, I know the answer. Yes, are people stark raving, loony, mad? And the answer, of course, is yes. Isaiah 3, verse 12, O my people, their oppressors are children, and women rule over them. O my people, those who guide you, lead you astray, and confuse the direction of your paths. Now, it's not that we are asking if people do crazy things. We all are capable of doing crazy things. And it's not merely name-calling. Oh, you're crazy. But is there a systemic issue? Is there a root? If your tree in your yard in the summertime starts losing leaves, you're thinking, well, did the wind blow? Did we get a storm? Or is there something wrong at the root of the tree? And so when you answer the question, are people crazy, with yes, is there a systemic reason and cause for it? And the Bible, of course, says, oh, absolutely there is. Men are alienated from God. Now, the relationship of every person to God is that we owe God obedience, submission to His authority, which is absolute. When mankind does not do that, as we saw in Romans 1, they rapidly descend into greater corruption, and they do things they consider to be freedom. More sin, more depravity, more lunacy. They consider that to be wisdom. And the standard, of course, has been shown in the I Am sayings that we've been looking at for the last several weeks, is the person of Jesus Christ. If we want to be right, we'll be like Jesus. If you want to know what's right, we'll listen to Jesus. So the heart of discernment means making the proper choices in the sight of Almighty God. You cannot be smart, wise, prudent, anything unless God approves of what you're thinking and doing. It can never be other than that. So first of all, let's consider the evolution of crazy. Crazy has changed over the years. In order to know what's crazy, though, we need to have a standard of what is not crazy. What is sane? When we were in school, we had a test. There was a test key, a test that had the right answers on it. That was the one that was compared with our test to see whether we were right or not. So there has to be a standard in order to know what's crazy. And as just mentioned, the standard is Jesus Christ. Not to Christians only. The standard is Jesus Christ. There's no other standard. How should we live? How did Jesus live? How should we think? What did Jesus think? What's right and wrong? What did Jesus say was right and wrong? In every way, Christ is the definition of truth, of sanity, of righteousness. His life and His teaching. Now, in place of Jesus has come up in the last several decades, psychology. Psychology, is study of human behavior. And psychology in itself, you can study human behavior and do it within, if you wanted to, the philosophy of what Jesus says. We had psychology at Columbia Bible College under that understanding. But when psychology gets divorced from Jesus, what's normal then? What's abnormal then? Then it's all people talking and gathering and thinking and giving an opinion. And there's no standard. So people can do just about whatever they choose to do. This guy with a goatee and a beard can say he's a woman. He had a woman's name. And go missing. They must not want to find the guy because nobody's going to be looking for a woman and get him. But psychology has surrendered the foundation of truth and the proper behavior. When that happens, you don't know how to behave. Many accusations of crazy are based on personal disagreement. People always calling other people crazy. I mentioned the fascism thing. If you don't agree with somebody, you're called crazy. The question going around for some time now is our president senile? One person at the administration said that's the craziest thing I've ever heard, that you even suggest that. Of course he's not senile. We can't kill babies like we used to. That's such a crazy ruling by the Supreme Court. Fascism. You like Fords better than Dodges? Total lunacy, some people would say. You eat broccoli, well, you get the idea. It's just crazy sometimes is you don't agree with me. But pure crazy is when you're crazy in the sight of God. No human has the authority to define any kind of universal standards of absolute sanity. Only God can do that. Thinking God's thoughts after him. Generations change. We're all old enough to note, if we look back just a little bit, how things were different. People viewed certain things differently not that many years ago. Things changed. Boy, they've really changed lately. But God alone can and does define right and wrong and normal and abnormal. When my mom would tell me to clean my room, and I would clean my room, and it was clean to me, I would say, I cleaned my room, which meant a lot of times pushing everything under the bed. Well, she wasn't clean to her. Guess what authority ruled that situation? If it wasn't clean to my mom, it wasn't clean. If God does not consider you to be sane, you are not sane. And if we adopt the same thinking that God does, then we can also say that's insane. It's wrong. But it's not a brain problem. No, people sometimes have a brain issue. But mental illness is not a brain issue. It is a behavior issue, a heart issue. The Lord's standard for crazy does not change. The fool, the Lord says, has said in his heart, there is no God. That never changes. Jesus talking about the wise and the foolish setting their foundation on rock or sand, that's the same. Some men, 2 Timothy 3, verse 1 and following, some people claim to know God and they don't. Now today, when that's said, oh, I know God, that's my opinion about God, and you got to go with that. But the Lord never goes with that. The Lord is operating on a more, you know, absolute standing. There's no, in God, there's not any kind of opinion. Realize this, 2 Timothy 3:1, in the last days, difficult times will come. For men will be lovers of self, lovers of money, boastful, arrogant, evil, revilers, disobedient to parents, ungrateful, unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, malicious gossips, without self-control, brutal, haters of good, treacherous, reckless, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, holding to a form of godliness, although they have denied its power. Avoid such men as these, for among them are those who enter into households and captivate weak women, weighed down with sins, led on by various impulses, always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so these men also oppose the truth. Men of depraved mind, rejected in regard to the faith. Well, there are people who are always learning, very intellectual, and never coming to the knowledge of the truth. They, in fact, oppose the truth. And they are said to have depraved minds and rejected in regard to the faith. Well, wait a minute. They say they believe. Well, but the estimation of God is that they are not, because they oppose the truth. Their folly will be obvious to all, verse 9 goes on to say. And yet these people claim to be the adults. Changing standards deceive people into dismissing craziness. We've all been alive in a time when crazy was rejected. People who are mentally ill used to go to hospitals. Remember that place up on Bull Street? They used to send people there to help them, because their minds, for whatever reason, trauma, a bad childhood, we don't know. There were several things, but when they said they were Abraham Lincoln, we put them up there. Today, they have posts in the Biden administration. A new one this week showed up for work. I forget what department. A man dressed in heels, dressed as a woman in a dress, proudly saying, "You know, I'm working for you here in this department now." The other guy's been there a while doing that. What we do these days, rather than pull a person out of the icy lake when they start to go down, is to tell them that's where they should be. That's fine. You're fine where you are. Cement them in. You got weeds in the yard? Don't pull them up. Put a bed around them. Fertilize them. Make them stay. This is the way the world treats mental illness. And it also, for the wider world, means, well, if people are this crazy and they don't have to change, I'm not near as crazy as that. I don't have to repent. The world loves for people to be crazy because it means they can be crazy. But crazy is crazy. So we speak of the mind. And here in this passage, Paul writes about understanding. Natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them. Your mind is off. Man is comprised of material and immaterial part. He's a soul, and he's a body. Our body's decaying. Our soul is being renewed day by day. When our body finally will no longer host our soul departs. A body without the Spirit is dead. Soul and spirit are interchangeable in Scripture, and we die, but our spirit lives on. That is us. We will be given a new body, a glorified body one day, and we will ever be with the Lord in that condition. But the mind is one aspect of our spiritual being. I used to carry with me a Swiss Army knife. A Swiss Army knife will do just about anything. There was a can opener on it. There were several knives. I had a saw on it. Scissors would come out of it. This is what I have now. It's just a one thing. But our body, our soul in our body is capable of reasoning, thinking, gathering knowledge, acting. Our greatest commandment is that we love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. All is the same, showing the inner being of us, our inner being, the heart, the mind, the soul, and strength, fervent in spirit. So mind indicates the mental operations of our spirit or our soul. Our brain, of course, is useful in our body to reason. You know, we are joined to our bodies and we have a mutual relationship, and so we, you know, use that. But the heart is not the blood pump. Our mind is not the brain. These are just things that the body uses to feed information to the soul by God's design. But the mind is what we think. Our knowledge is the ability to analyze, to gather information, to make decisions, to meditate on truth. We studied previously that those in Romans 1 had a depraved mind. It means that they're incapable of doing the right thing, of understanding. The values were formed in these depraved minds from the world and their fleshly impulses. So in the eyes of the world, if you feel like doing something, well, then that becomes what you should do, and it's a depraved mind. Total depravity indicates that a person cannot in themselves come to an understanding and knowledge of God so as to repent and be saved, that they're completely at the mercy of God. And by forsaking the revelation of God, Romans 1 tells us that they go into further corruption and their minds become further depraved and more in darkness. And it's referred to in our text, a parallel is mentioned in verse 14, to the natural man. The natural man does not accept the things of the Spirit of God. Natural man is somebody who's not saved, who's not had the influence of the Spirit of God upon them. I put it this way. If you go to the grocery store, you buy a raw hamburger. Who goes and buys raw hamburger and you can't wait to get home and open it up and just stick a spoon in there and start into it? It's raw hamburger. That's the natural man. Needs to be prepared. Now, Cindy can do some nice things with raw hamburger. I've had it in my mouth after she's done it, not before. But the natural man, you don't eat raw hamburger. The natural man is not prepared to think proper thoughts. He is only gathering from himself and from the world and making opinions and philosophies based upon himself or the devil, who's, we're told, his mind does not seek the things of God. So a mind is the center of our cognitive considerations, how we know God, how we follow God, how we make decisions of what to do. And a mind divorced from God is a crazy mind. Now, we're supposed to be nice and sweet, and you know, you would probably want to use some synonyms, maybe, if you were dealing with someone who was seeking to be helped. But if somebody is not seeking to be helped, I mean, you might just come out and blurt out, "You're crazy," and you'd be absolutely right. We're all crazy without the Lord. Forrest Gump says, "Stupid is as stupid does." Well, there you are. That's exactly right. By definition, you can't get crazier than being an ignorant enemy of God. By being against God, by God being against you, by welcoming God's disfavor, that is the craziest thing that is possible. I can't imagine a crazier thing. A God who's angry with sin, and you bring sin to God, and you resist God, and you oppose God. How could you be crazier than that? And that is crazy. Your mind is who you are. My Uncle Billy used to say, "Straighten up and fly right." That's that. There's a way to go. Do that. If you don't do that, then you're crazy. In Proverbs, you've seen it. Mike's going through that. You've seen it. It's talking about fools and foolishness all the time and wise. The contrast. You're foolish if you don't follow God. You're wise if you do. Third thing, the natural mind, the spiritual mind. The natural man is in a state of depravity, means he's been untouched by the Spirit of God unto salvation. And he is ignorant and insensible to the Lord. He's in his natural state, which after the fall means he's alienated from God. He does not have life in his soul. Remember the Bible says, you know, he's made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. That's our natural state. We're dead. We're ignorant. We don't understand. He does not, it says in our text, accept the things of the Spirit of God. Now, the Spirit of God, of course, reveals to us the things of God. Who would be crazier than to take the things of the Spirit of God and reject them? Don't understand them. Not accept what the Spirit says. Now, if I don't accept that Adam and Steve can get married and have a wonderful marriage together as man and man, then I'm crazy in the eyes of the world. And people don't understand why it's just love is all that matters. But they won't get that enlightenment until the Spirit of God releases them from darkness and captivity to the devil to understand things as God sees them. The Spirit enlightens us in the ways of God, and those who are unsaved do not have the Spirit of God, and they are not enlightened. There's nothing proud about saying that. None of us are able to be enlightened except by the grace of God. Grace means God does it without any merit on our part. It says that the things of the Spirit, verse 14, are foolishness to him. It's not that just that disagrees. He thinks they're foolish. It's foolishness to him. It means there's a certain disdain to them. Proverbs 12:15 says that the way of a fool is right in his own eyes. One thing that happened after Roe v. Wade was overruled was that women, some got their husbands to film them and keep them in the frame while they rolled around the living room screaming anger at the decision. Who's crazy now? The ones who said you can't kill babies as much as you used to be able to? It manifests itself in just absolute craziness. The mind of the natural man is crippled from working properly. And it picks up things in the world that and they sound so reasonable. Kids today, they leave home, 18 years old. They leave home, they go to college. When they left, parents will recognize them as some kind of reasonable person. They come back, it doesn't take that long. They're loony. Where'd they get the loony stuff? And they're starting it earlier. Used to have to wait to college to get loony. They're trying to do it from the kindergarten ages now. But you know, you're susceptible to the outside. And you start mimicking the world and the thinking of the world. And God calls it foolishness. And he cannot, it says, understand them. They are foolishness to him, and he cannot understand them. He lacks the mental capacity to grasp it. Do you ever sit in a math class in school and not get it? I mean, it didn't quite, geometry maybe? Algebra? Surely calculus, if you ever got that. What is that? I remember in the first grade, I still have it in my mind, picture in my mind, when the teacher was teaching us how to read, and there was a tree there, and there was a kid, I think, in the tree, and there was a word, there was a phrase above it that said, "Who knows?" Question mark. K-N-O-W-S. And we looked at that and we go, what in the world is that word? Canal? Canal? What is that? We had no idea. This was part of the learning process. We had no grasp of it. I still remember that. We looked at each other like, what is that? And we were told it was the K silent and the W silent. Everything else is silent just about. It's no. They don't grasp it. And when the world is taught how to say no, they reject it. Because these things are spiritually appraised, spiritually discerned. You get a diagnosis, you go to a doctor who is trained to diagnose based upon certain test results and symptoms. The Spirit of God, the Word of God, diagnoses us, and that's how we know the truth, by the diagnosis that we make from the Word of God and being enlightened in the things of God. And those who are saved are transferred from darkness to light, from death to life, and we gain, as verse 16 says, the mind of Christ. And it's said to the church, we should all be of the same mind because we have the mind of Christ. We should be united together in the same mind. We get the mind of Christ. We think the thoughts of Christ. Those who are spiritual, verse 15 says, appraise all things. It means once we learn to read, what did you do? You can't help it. You're going a long drive. Oh, there's a billboard. You can read it. You can read everything. Once you learn to read, you're able to read everything. Once we're saved, we're able to discern everything. We can make a determination based upon the truth. The saved have the Word of God open to them. And a hunger and a thirst to know the Lord. Effort still required. You still need teachers. In fact, Hebrews says that those he wrote to should have been teachers by now. We all should grow to the point where we can teach because we know the truth. We appraise all things. Wisdom, understanding, and knowledge are within our grasp. We're to be wise and discerning, understanding, and knowledgeable people. We're said in verse 15 also, the spiritual are appraised by no one. What does that mean? He who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one. Read on in verse 16, you get the idea. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? So we have the mind of Christ, says there also. And God's mind is God's mind. People may say, Lord, why are you doing this? The secret things belong to the Lord. Why are you doing these things? Why do you say these things? You know, God is rejected by our world and hated because he doesn't do what they agree with. When it says that spiritual are appraised by no one, it's the same way that God is not appraised by anyone, because who has known the mind of the Lord that we will instruct him? Nobody. You can't fathom the mind of God. So the world does not understand and is not able to appraise the mind of a Christian. All those Christians, I just don't get those Christians. They're opposed to video poker. I don't get it. We'd all come to church if they would just support that. I mean, what they think is we're stupid. Who's known the mind of the Lord that he will instruct him? God's mind is unsearchable. The natural man will not understand the thoughts and actions of the spiritual minded because they're spiritually appraised. Our Lord himself, total wisdom, total truth, is completely misconstrued and blasphemed and slandered in our world. And we have his mind. What do you think is going to happen to us if we speak his mind? Oops. If you don't think people are crazy, you're crazy. I mean, that's basically what it comes down to. And what do you do when you find that you're crazy, or that you have a terrible disease, but it's treatable? What do you do? So the issue is not whether or not you're crazy if you don't know the Lord. But the question is, what are you going to do about it? What do people do? What do people, keep it? Love it? Accept it? Take pride in it? That's what our world does. You're crazy. They scream louder. It was said of the demon-possessed man that Jesus healed. Remember the guy in the tombs? Couldn't even go near him. He'd beat you up. And Jesus showed up one day, went in there and cast the demons out. And what happened? They came back from the city and saw him clothed and in his right mind. Before, he was unclothed and in his wrong mind. This is what happens. If Jesus saves, we are in our right mind. Before, no. Yes, crazy, foolish. But by the grace of God, sane when Jesus saves us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the enlightenment of your word, for opening the eyes of the blind, for making the lame to walk, for granting understanding to the feeble-minded, that you hid these things from the wise and prudent and reveal them unto babes. We pray, Lord, that we would emanate wisdom from us to the world. Our world is in need of truth, knowledge, understanding. May, Lord, we be used. May your Spirit enlighten many in this day. In Jesus' name, amen.